Logo, Crown Media Productions. A barn stands in a pasture that's lush with tall stalks of corn. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Autumn Dreams. A wagon wheel sits propped against a fence. A cow swats its tail while grazing in a field. Chickens bob in a coop. Text, Jill Wagner, Colin Egglesfield. Rachel Hayward, Ken Tremblett, Bill Dell, Maddie Finocchio. Outside the barn, a young man tinkers under the open hood of an old truck. A young woman with her long hair and a ponytail steps behind him and covers his eyes with her hands.
Guess who?
I'm sorry, Mr. Hancock. I'll have it ready by sundown.
She gently smacks his shoulder as he turns around and chases her into the barn. She stops and leans against a stall as he kisses her. She pulls away and looks around.
Oh, you'll see us. Stop.
Annie?
She leaves.
Annie!
He smiles, then turns as the man enters the barn.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Joe.
Say, did you feed the horses this morning?
No, I was parking on the truck.
Annie!
Text, written by Lori Stevens.
Annie Hancock, where are you?
Right here.
There's my little girl.
I'm not really your little girl anymore, Dad.
No, honey. You'll always be my little girl.
You found her.
Yeah. Where are the boys? Joe! Ben!
Annie looks away as Joe and Ben step out of the barn.
Well, I just want to let you know that we made the harvest quota.
They grin.
Just barely, but barely's good enough. Thank you, boys. Good work.
Thanks, sir.
Annie, better go get cleaned up. You don't want to be late for the dance.
See you later, guys.
See you there, boys.
A small crowd enters a barn at night under strands of white lights. Sign, Granby County Harvest Festival. Inside, Annie pulls Ben to the dance floor.
I love this song.
Joe sees them, frowns, then turns away.
You're not changing your mind?
No. I just don't want to hurt my parents.
They watch her parents dancing. He looks at a clock, 7:52, and then at her.
Annie, we have to leave now.
She nods her head.
Okay, I'll see you outside.
Okay.
Her brow furrows as she watches him go. Annie slowly glances around. Joe stands drinking punch.
Joe, I need you to do me a favor.
Yeah, of course, anything.
She holds a note and speaks into his ear.
Please give this to my dad in 30 minutes.
He slowly takes the note from her.
Okay.
She looks around then walks away. Joe scowls and glances at the note. Ben opens a truck door and Annie slips inside.
I can't believe this. I'm having a Cinderella moment.
She scoots next to him as they drive away. The couple stands at the altar of a tiny chapel.
Annie, with this ring, I thee wed.
She smiles and slips a ring on his finger.
Ben, with this ring, I thee wed.
They share a gaze and smile. He leans forward and kisses her.
And now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride. Nobody waits for that anymore.
The couple beams.
Congratulations.
A woman tosses flower petals over them as they make their way down the stairs.
Thank you.
Annie's dad drives up in an old pickup. They see him and stop as he runs toward them.
I'm sorry, I truly am, but you two are just too young to get married.
Dad! You don't understand.
You're only 18, Annie. Your mother will be so upset. What about your plans? You haven't even started college.
But, Dad, my future is with Ben.
It's not too late. We can get her annulled.
Sir, I have a job lined up in New York. It's a big opportunity for me.
Ben looks at Annie.
For us. And they want me there in 2 days.
Hal frowns at his daughter.
I want to go with him. I love him.
I love your daughter very much, sir.
Well, then I know you'll want what's best for her.
Ben frowns.
Deep down, you know I'm right. Come on, honey. Keep your things.
He holds out his hand. She cries and looks at Ben.
I understand.
Ben clenches his jaw and gently pushes Annie toward her dad. She lifts her suitcase from the truck bed. Hal turns to Ben.
Maybe you two just need a little time to think it through. Think more clearly. See the sense in this. I'll send your pay along with the annulment papers.
Mr. Hancock,
you're a decent kid. I always like you, Ben.
He holds his gaze.
I hope I wasn't wrong about you.
You weren't wrong about me, sir. One day I hope to prove that to you.
Hal furrows his brow and turns away. Ben grabs hold of the truck bed and lowers his head. Text, 15 years later. A courier van leaves the farm driveway. Horses frolic in the pasture. Annie parks a large tractor outside the barn. She steps off the tractor and turns toward Joe.
Annie!
Joe, what is it?
You did it again.
What?
She cringes as he holds up an engagement ring.
Oops. I'm sorry. It just feels so weird wearing something so pretty when I'm up to my elbows and farming all day.
Look, it matters to me.
Okay.
Look, I'll make you a deal, okay? I won't worry about the ring if we set a date.
We will. We will, I promise. It's just, I have so much work to do if I'm going to get that grant. How am I supposed to revolutionize farming and look for a wedding dress all at the same time?
Wear coveralls. I don't care. Hey, we've been engaged for nearly 2 years.
Yeah, but I had graduate school.
Right, and then planting and the harvest and taking care of your mother. There's always going to be something. Hey, we make a good team.
He cradles her head in his hands and looks into her eyes. She lowers her gaze and smiles.
Okay, let's do it.
You mean it?
Yeah.
All right.
He lifts her up for a hug.
All right, 1 month from today, right after harvest.
Okay, fall's my favorite time of year.
She kisses him as mom approaches.
Annie, hey, this came to you.
Ooh,
it's gonna be about Grant.
She opens an envelope while mom smiles.
Fingers crossed.
Annie's smile begins to fade as she reads. Joe shrugs.
Good news?
The foundation just wants some more information about my study.
Now, don't you use this as an excuse to postpone the wedding.
Did you finally set a date?
Right after the harvest.
Oh, congratulations.
Rachel hugs Joe.
Thank you.
Annie, your father would have been so proud. I know how much he wanted to walk you down the aisle.
I know, Mom. I miss him every day.
She hugs her mom and shares a glance with Joe.
We got a wedding to plan.
Annie lowers her gaze.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah, of course everything's all right.
She's just getting cold feet.
No, I'm not. My feet are on fire. I gotta run to the house to grab something.
They turn to watch her go. Annie opens French doors and steps into an open living space with tall ceilings. She reads the papers and frowns.
Divorce? This can't be. Marriage was annulled.
She studies the page.
Anthony McAllister.
She grabs a phone on the counter.
McAllister.
She dials and presses the phone to her ear.
Hi, can I speak to Anthony McAllister?
She turns to the door as Rachel enters carrying flowers. She shakes her head.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's okay. I'll call back.
She slumps.
It's not happening. What's not happening? Where's Joe? He's out in the barn. What? Come here. So, Dad filed those annulment papers, didn't he?
Of course he did. Well, look what I've got.
Rachel takes the papers and frowns as she reads.
Divorce? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know, but those papers say I have to appear in a New York City court with Ben day after tomorrow or I face contempt.
Rachel purses her lips.
Mom, what am I going to tell Joe? I mean, I never even had the heart to tell him that Ben and I actually got married.
Rachel frowns.
He's going to be so upset.
Maybe you've been asked to take a meeting with the foundation. I'm sure it's just a paperwork glitch, Annie.
Annie scowls and takes the papers.
Well, gotta go make a reservation.
Well, at least you get to see New York City.
Annie glares at her mom. The Manhattan skyline stands under a cloud-filled sky. Taxicabs and buses parade down a city street. Annie steps out of a cab outside a high-rise.
Here you go. Thank you.
She looks up as the next rider bumps past her. Her mouth gapes as she studies the skyscraper.
Well, not in Iowa anymore.
She jostles with the crowd to enter an elevator. Three women squeeze in the space.
Our wedding is finally coming together, and let me tell you, it hasn't been easy. I was appalled by the flower choices that Francois designed for me. I asked for chartreuse, he gave me lime green, and he was offended. On the flip side, you're going to adore my new architect.
She smiles smugly and exits as her companions follow. Annie stands at the back of the elevator and shares a glance with the woman next to her.
Pity the poor groom, huh?
They both grin. As the doors open, Annie steps into a large, busy reception area. She looks around then approaches the desk. The receptionist raises her finger.
Excuse me,
Annie bumps into a woman.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just can't see you there.
That's quite all right. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, I am looking for Anthony McAllister.
End of the hall, left, first right.
Thank you.
Annie strolls down the hall, then pauses at a door and knocks. A man stands signing papers across the hall with his back to her.
No need to break the door down. I don't think he's in there.
Do you know when he'll be back?
No idea.
He turns and stops. His eyes widen.
Annie?
She turns to face him and holds his gaze.
Ben?
He steps closer. They smile.
I don't know what to say.
How about hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
He hugs her briefly.
Wow, you look great.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. So...
Oh, I'm looking for your lawyer. Do you work here?
Yeah, I do. Oh.
She nods her head.
Well, I really need to find out what's going on here.
Yeah, why don't we go over here? We can talk and I'll try to get a hold of Tony.
Okay.
I get this.
Thanks.
He carries her suitcase into an office. She looks around, then holds a phone to his ear.
Boss has a great office.
Well, he'll be very pleased to hear you say that.
Do you like him?
He has his good days and bad days. I think he's liking this one.
He points to the phone.
Voicemail. Tony, it's Ben. Call me ASAP.
So I don't understand what's going on. We have to get a divorce? It's kind of hard to do when you're not married.
He stares at her.
Did you not get the note?
No, just those very intimidating legal documents.
I told Tony to include the note with the documents. Let me explain.
Excuse me, Mr. Lawson, you have to leave now for that appointment.
I'll be right there, Tracy. Thank you.
This is your office?
He shrugs.
Wow.
Not bad for a farmhand, huh?
Sure beats the barn.
Hey, I got your message. It's on my way in. Tony.
Yeah.
This is Annie.
Nice to meet you. We gotta go. We're expected. I'll update you on the way. Let's go.
Annie, sorry, this one will take very long. Where are you staying?
I just came from the airport.
Okay. Tracy, can you please set Miss Hancock up at the corporate suite and have Hector take her?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that's okay. I'm fine.
Annie, I insist.
Wait a second. You're the Annie? Annabelle Hancock.
Right.
Tony smirks.
Wow.
As long as we're still on the way,
six should be there in 10 minutes. So it has to be done by then. Forget the small print.
Can you hold, please?
Never mind.
Hector.
The driver turns.
Hi, this is Miss Hancock. She's an old friend. Please take good care of her. My apologies, I have to travel with Tony. We're about to finish a deal. But I promise when we're done, we can talk. Mind following me?
Yes, sir.
Ben gets in another car.
All right, hour and a half.
She watches.
Busy guy, huh?
Yes, miss.
Enjoys this larger-than-life life?
He smiles.
I don't think he has the time.
Annie smiles and looks at the car.
Is it just you and me?
That's right.
Oh, Hector, I drive a tractor. I'm not really a limo kind of gal. You mind if I ride up front with you?
It would be my pleasure.
He holds the door open.
Thank you, sir. You're
very welcome.
Traffic moves along the city street. Annie sits gazing out a restaurant window as Ben and Tony enter. Tony raises his arm as they approach her and sit.
Ooh, what a day.
Excuse me. We'll have whatever she's having. Thank you.
Annie, thank you for your patience. We are all yours.
Great. Can one of you tell me what's going on with this divorce? Because we're not married.
The thing of it is, I recently found out that your marriage was never officially annulled. No paperwork exists anywhere. Don't know how it happened. Probably got lost in the mail. It is a problem.
It's a big problem because I'm getting married next month.
Okay, great. So you both need to get this resolved as soon as possible.
Both of us.
I'm getting married on Saturday.
I thought you knew that.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, anyway, that's why the court date. Technically, in the eyes of the law, you two are husband and wife.
This is not good.
Ben looks away.
Okay, well, surely when the judge hears our story, he'll grant the divorce, and that'll be that, right?
Right.
Because Joe's going to be crushed if we can't get married next month.
Wait, you're marrying Joe? My old buddy Joe?
Yeah. He's one.
I always knew he had a crush on you.
Well, the crush is mutual. I don't know what I would have done without him.
Ben clenches his jaw.
Normally, when a divorce is filed, it takes quite a while to process and become official. I plan to expedite that by arguing special circumstances. But it is crucial that you both show up tomorrow morning to testify.
Okay. All right.
She stands.
Well, it's been a long day, and I know it's cliche, but we farmers get up with the roosters.
Not a lot of roosters in the Upper East Side.
I'll have Hector take you to the corporate suite.
No, it's okay. I'm going to get a hotel.
Annie, please. It's the least I can do. For dragging you all the way to New York.
She shrugs.
I'm too tired to argue with you. Thank you.
He escorts her from the table.
It's okay. The car's just right out here. I'm sure I can find it myself.
Okay. I'll see you in the morning.
Tony stands.
Don't be late for court.
Annie carries her suitcase into a suite and pauses to take in the upscale furnishings and plush linens. She shrugs and drops her bag on the bed. Then she pulls her phone from her pocket and dials. At the farm, Rachel stands in the kitchen in her bathrobe, reaching in the cupboard for a mug. She picks up the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Annie, hi.
Hey, sorry, I know it's late there.
Oh, don't be silly. I've been dying to talk to you. How's New York? How's the little problem?
It should be
resolved in court tomorrow.
Have you seen Ben? How was that?
Well, it was strange, awkward.
He's a very successful investor. I don't know, he's changed, though.
Well, it's been such a long time, huh? And considering how things were left off and everything.
So, how's everything there?
Oh, yeah, couldn't be better. Except I miss you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mom, well, I got a big day tomorrow, so I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay. I'll tell Joe you say hello.
Yeah. Okay, I love you. Bye.
The Manhattan skyline stands under a clear morning sky. Annie's phone sits ringing on her suite's beverage bar.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, I'll be right down. Okay, thanks.
She carries a pair of to-go cups and steps out the door. Skyscrapers line the street. Ben moves through a penthouse, and the woman from the elevator enters while he stops to tie his tie.
Hello.
Giovanna?
Good morning, my love.
Oh, I cannot wait to transform this place. It's just not suitable for entertaining.
Can we do this later? I gotta get to the office.
You don't want your bride moving into something so ordinary. It's just not me. Us.
He smirks.
Ours.
He moves past her.
Wait, I want you to see these plans before I have them finalized.
I only have a couple minutes.
That wall is going to come out, and everything will be all white, with touches of red and black. Clean, modern, bold.
I thought we were going with warmer colors.
Hmm.
If you knock down the wall, where are we going to put my grandmother's antique chest?
She frowns at a wooden hope chest.
We'll find the right spot for it. You'll be amazed how much room there is once we get rid of that piano.
Wait, I thought that was still up for negotiation.
You told me you don't have time to play it anymore. It contradicts my vision.
He scowls.
You have to trust me. Interior design isn't just my job. It's my calling. Let me turn our home into a work of art.
I want you to be happy. Whatever you need to make that happen, go ahead. I have to go. I'll see you later for dinner.
That new French place on Madison.
Maybe we could eat in sometime.
Duck a la Roche takeout.
Yeah. See ya.
Annie steps onto a crowded sidewalk and hands the waiting Hector a coffee cup.
Thank you. Morning, Hector. Got you a little surprise.
Why, thank you, Annie. Oh, may I call you Annie?
What else would you call me?
Thoughtful, considerate.
That works.
She pats his shoulder and gets into the car as he holds the door open. She sits next to Hector as he drives.
It's a very elegant apartment. It's a little cold for my taste, but
well, I trust you slept.
Got up at dawn. I can't help it, you know, it's just in my genes. Plus all the honking, sirens. We don't have a lot of that in Iowa. I gotta be honest with you, Hector. I didn't sleep a wink.
They exchange glances.
I'm pretty nervous about today.
He nods slowly.
Ask you a question.
Of course. Ask away.
How long have you worked for him?
Well, since he was a junior executive. You know, there was always something special about him. He was polite. He was friendly. He was completely different from the privileged young men who were his competition. He worked harder than anyone else. It was like he was chasing a dream.
She smiles.
It's like he finally fulfilled that dream.
Hector glances at her.
Yeah, I just wish you were happier.
She shifts her eyes and nods slowly. Tony and Ben sit at a courtroom table as Annie enters. She frowns and slumps into a seat opposite them. They turn to watch her.
You all right?
Yeah. I didn't move forward.
Good.
Tony's eyes widen as the judge enters.
All rise.
The judge scowls at Tony.
Mr. McAllister, back in my courtroom so soon?
Yes, Your Honor. But I was told Judge Norton was going to be presiding.
He had an emergency. You're stuck with me.
Well, this shouldn't take up too much of your time.
Let's hope not. Proceed.
15 years ago, Benjamin Lawson and Annabelle Hancock were married. That marriage was annulled, or so we thought.
Why the confusion?
The annulment papers were sent in, but there is no record of them ever being finalized. I discovered this fact while writing his prenup. Mr. Lawson needs to be legally divorced as soon as possible. He's getting married Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yes, Your Honor. So I'm citing special circumstances and asking that you grant them an immediate divorce.
You realize what would happen if I obliged every attorney with the same request?
Oh.
She frowns.
I need to hear from the couple. How did this occur?
Tony gestures to Ben.
Miss Hancock and I eloped, but her father felt we were too young.
How young?
Annie was 18. I was 19.
Both of legal age. Why did you agree?
I didn't want the annulment. We were very much in love. But I did what I felt was best for Annie and reluctantly signed the papers.
And then what?
That's all I know. And then Mr. McAllister discovered the problem.
This was the last time the two of you saw each other?
We haven't spoken in 15 years. Once I left Iowa, she stopped all communication.
What? You're the one that got on that bus and never looked back.
Your Honor, Mr. Lawson is simply asking for the ability to get married as scheduled on Saturday.
I got the message loud and clear when you didn't show up at the bus stop.
Mr. McAllister, the lawyer in the court.
I'm sorry, Your
Honor. Well, I had a really good reason, not that you cared. You never even bothered to find out why I didn't show.
I waited as long as I could. I wrote letters. I called.
He never called. Why are you lying? I mean, none of this even matters anymore.
Your Honor, I'm not lying.
Just want to get this over with.
They storm out.
Annie.
What is going on, Counselor?
Annie.
I'm going to review these special circumstances and take them under advisement. You and your unruly clients will be back in my courtroom Monday morning, 10 a.m.
Your Honor, Monday's too late.
This court is adjourned.
Your Honor, but Your Honor,
Mr. Lawson is going to be married Saturday.
That is not my problem.
No, I realize that. That would be my problem. Okay.
He closes his briefcase and races out of the courtroom. Ben finds Annie sitting in a hallway.
Annie.
She looks up as he sits next to her, then she turns away.
I got on that bus because you never showed up. Not even to say goodbye.
His dad had a heart attack that day. It was first of many, and I couldn't leave him, and I couldn't leave my mom.
Tears roll down her cheeks.
I am so sorry.
She shakes her head.
I had no idea.
It's just, they were the same after that. You know, this proud man, his family couldn't do much of anything.
Then grimaces.
Why didn't you answer my letters? Or return my calls?
Because I never got any letters.
He studies her with narrowed eyes. She blinks.
You tried to contact me?
You honestly had no idea.
She bites her lip. Ben puts his arm around her.
He's just trying to protect you.
He should have told me.
Guys. What happened?
Ben follows Tony's gaze.
Ben?
He stands.
Hi, what are you doing here?
I stopped by your office after seeing the architect. Guess what? You weren't there. So I looked at your calendar. It said court. Nothing about a pretty girl.
This isn't a pretty girl.
I think she could pass for pretty.
No. Annie's my client. She and Ben are old friends. He asked me to help out of a jam.
Am I missing something?
A deposition. I'll take care of it later.
We haven't been introduced. I'm Ben's fiance, Giovanna Jorgensen.
She extends her hand.
Oh, Annie Hancock.
We go way back to Iowa. Our time on the farm together. It's Annie's first time into the city.
Yeah. How long will you be in town?
Our court date got postponed until Monday.
Monday?
Yes.
Well, enjoy the big city. I will see you later, my love.
She raises her cheek.
I'm having lunch with a client.
Giovanna's an interior designer.
Oh, lovely to have met you.
You too.
They exchange small smiles. Ben watches Giovanna go, then turns to face them.
We're getting married on Saturday.
Why can't we come back sooner?
We have 4 days to fix this. The judge's docket is full, and you two walking out of the courtroom didn't help the case. So what are we gonna do?
I got a plan. You'll get married as scheduled.
Giovanna will sign a faux marriage certificate. Although you won't be legally married until I get the judge to wave her magic gavel on Monday. I'll switch the papers. No one will know the difference.
I don't know, Tony.
Ben, I'm going to shuffle around some papers, okay? Giovanna shouldn't have to cancel her fairy tale wedding. It is the social event of the season.
What do you think, Annie?
I think I need to get back home. Ben, I have so much going on.
You can't get married until this is resolved. The judge insisted that we all be present Monday. What difference does a few days make, right?
She turns to Ben. He raises his eyebrows.
Okay.
She rubs her eyes.
All right, but I have to get some work done because I'm doing a thesis on the acidity of soil.
That sounds exciting. You can have an office, a computer, whatever you need.
You can have an office and a computer, whatever you need. Maybe a plant. Ooh, you're at home. Let's go to lunch. I'm starving.
Tony sits in Ben's office.
Come on, Ben. According to our analysts, the whole sector is hot.
Hey. Tracy said you want to see me?
Yeah. We don't usually have an in-house farmer down the hall. I want to buy King Fertilizer Corp. We have to move fast because it is poised for a big bump.
I don't know anything about stocks.
But?
She tilts her head.
Well, I do know fertilizer, and that brand is lacking in minerals, and it just depletes the soil over time.
But our team has done reams of research.
My degree is in agricultural chemistry with an emphasis on biotechnology. No disrespect, but I think the King Fertilizer is a bad bet.
Ben and Tony exchange glances.
Okay.
It was your idea to ask her.
That it?
Yes, that's it. Thanks.
Ben smirks as she goes.
Funny. Real funny.
Annie sits working on a laptop at a conference table. She writes in a legal pad, then steps into the hallway.
Annie! Good call. King is down by $6.
You saved us a lot of money.
Hey, it was my idea to ask him.
That's great.
Yes, it is. And because of that, we owe you a first-class New York City dinner tonight. I'm buying.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Giovanna and I already have plans.
Great. Invite her. We'll all go. Perfect. See you tonight.
Annie and Ben exchange glances. Diners fill a dimly lit restaurant.
Congratulations. And it is lucky for me you got that degree.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Annie smiles as they raise their glasses.
What kind of degree?
I'm a doctoral candidate.
That's a lot of education for running a farm.
Well, running a farm is hard work. Ben and I used to hear my dad say that all the time.
Ben smiles at Annie.
I have some good news. We have a final headcount for our wedding. Only 406.
I thought you said 350.
It's a social event of the season.
We have 406 people? That's more than the whole population of Granby. It'd be like Joe and me inviting the whole town to our wedding.
You're getting married?
Didn't I tell you that?
No, Ben, you left that part out. When's the wedding, Annie?
It's like 4 weeks from today, but I don't even have a dress.
Seriously? I scoured every inch of the city to find the perfect wedding dress. I know just where to take you.
Giovanna, I'm sure you have enough on your plate with our wedding.
I can spare a few hours for your old friend. You can tell me all about young Ben and his idyllic days on the farm.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly impose.
Come by my office tomorrow morning. I'll take you shopping. Just us girls. It'll be fun.
Great.
She smiles and cuts a look at Ben over her glass. Annie's phone rings as she gathers her purse in her suite.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Annie, how you doing?
I'm okay. How's everything there?
Oh, the tractors went a little sluggish, but I'll bet have a look at it.
He sits on the porch.
You know, your mom and I sent out the save-the-date wedding invitations.
She sips coffee.
That's great.
So when do you think you'll be back?
I should know a little bit more on Monday.
You know, it's not the same around here without you.
Hey, your mom's here. I'll put you on speaker.
Okay.
Annie, honey, we miss you.
Hey, Mom.
Miss you too. Listen, guys, I gotta get going, but I'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, hon, good luck.
All right, bye.
Joe puts the phone to his ear. He frowns. Annie rushes out of her suite. Giovanna talks on her phone.
Tell Francois he's colorblind. The roses he showed me are fuchsia. I don't like the chairs in the banquet hall. Tell Sergio to replace them. Yes, I do realize it's 430 chairs. And yes, by Saturday. Thank you.
Annie steps from a dressing room wearing a strapless bridal gown. She lowers the full skirt and looks toward Giovanna, who scowls and shakes her head.
She needs something much simpler. There's too much tulle. Very pretty, though. You'll know when it's the one. Let's try the ivory A-line.
The attendant nods and turns to go.
Look, Giovanna, I really appreciate your help with this, but I just feel a little bit overwhelmed. Maybe I should look for something back in Granby? Oh,
not on my watch. Iowa isn't exactly the fashion capital of the world. You're not leaving New York City without a wedding dress. Now you march right back into that dressing room. You only get married once, right?
Right.
Annie smiles weakly.
It all starts with the dress. It dictates the feeling, the theme of the entire wedding.
I guess.
She changes.
So tell me all about the groom. How'd you guys meet? How long have you been together?
Joe, Joe's a solid guy. He's been a right hand at the farm ever since, well, forever. It kind of feels like we grew up together.
I can't believe you run a farm.
Well, after my dad died, I had to. But I couldn't do it without my mom and Joe. He's a really loyal guy.
That's what I love most about Ben. How honest and loyal he is. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Annie shifts her eyes.
How are you doing in there?
She models a strapless mermaid dress and Giovanna shakes her head. Annie frowns and slinks back to the dressing room. She smiles as she models a strapless sheath dress.
No.
Annie frowns, then returns in a strapless ballroom dress. She beams as Giovanna sighs.
No.
Annie's smile fades. Giovanna's eyes widen when Annie turns slowly in a cap sleeve dress with a sheer white bodice and back. Her eyes water.
That's the one.
Annie smiles.
Once they make the adjustments, we'll have it sent right over. Joe's a very lucky man. Thank you.
Annie turns back to the mirror and studies her reflection. Ben holds his hand to his jaw and scowls. Tony fidgets behind him.
I think Walk is playing us.
Ben sits motionless.
Hello, Earth to Ben.
Oh, sorry, Walker. I was just thinking about Giovanna and Annie, wondering how things are going.
That's why you're so distracted.
Yeah, my future wife is helping my other wife pick out a wedding gown so she can get married to a guy who has no idea she was ever married to me.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
I'm counting on you to unweave it on Monday.
What am I new? I got it. Relax. It's gonna be fine.
Ben looks at his phone.
Annie. Hey, we were just talking about you. How's the shopping expedition going?
She strolls outside.
I got a dress.
That's great.
Yeah, Giovanna was determined to find the perfect one, and, well, we did.
So everything was okay?
Yeah, Ben, she's great. And I just feel badly about deceiving her about you and me and Tony's whole faux license scheme.
I know what you mean. But soon it'll all be resolved and there'll be no more secrets to keep.
Yeah.
She's really excited about the wedding.
Giovanna enters.
Giovanna!
Hello, my love.
Do you mind if I call you back? My fiancé just walked in.
Yeah.
As Annie lowers her phone, she looks up at a mannequin in a shop window wearing a short lace dress and lace-up sandals. She pauses and stares at the dress, then smiles.
The fashionista farmer.
She steps into the shop. Ben grins widely, cups Giovanna's face in his hands and kisses her. Tony looks away.
I'll have to surprise you more often. What brought that on?
Can a guy kiss his bride-to-be?
Tony stands.
Later, lovebirds. I got work to do.
Thank you for going the extra mile with Annie. Just another wonderful thing you do. How'd it go?
We found the perfect dress. And I learned a few things about her, too.
Oh. Like what?
This and that. Just girl talk. But that's not why I came by. That remodel I did in Chicago just snagged the cover of By Design magazine along with an AP Express.
That's great.
The only problem is it's not absolutely perfect yet, and you know how I am about details. So I'm on the next plane to Chicago. I'll be back in time for the rehearsal. I hope you don't mind.
Of course not.
Giovanna struts toward the elevator, pushes the button, and examines her engagement ring as Annie steps off.
Annie! What are you doing here?
Ben was kind enough to lend me an office so I can get some work done. No, hey, listen, I really want to say thank you for helping me find that dress. I'm excited.
It was my pleasure, honestly.
She turns.
Wait, I just had a great idea.
You're stuck here anyway. Why don't you come to the rehearsal and the wedding?
What?
Oh, no.
Nonsense. You and Ben are such old friends, I know he'd want you there.
I don't know what to say.
Say yes. I gotta run. I'll see you at the rehearsal.
Okay.
Annie stands as the doors close. Her smile fades. She stomps into Ben's office as he sits studying his laptop.
You okay?
I'm coming to your wedding.
His eyes widen.
What did you say?
Hey.
She looks at Tony.
You just missed a shopping BFF.
No, I didn't. I didn't miss her, and she didn't miss me. In fact, she insisted that I come to the rehearsal and the wedding.
You don't have to do that.
Well, she's been so nice, I could refuse. You know, it's gonna be strange, but I'll be fine.
You're a real trooper.
Piece of cake, literally.
Seven layers and counting.
Maybe you shouldn't go to the wedding.
I'll be fine.
Let me make it up to you. Look, Giovanna has to go to Chicago, so I'm off wedding duty for a couple of days. How about after work, I show you some of my New York?
Yeah, take her out to dinner. Celebrate the divorce.
You've barely seen the city.
Crazy to come to the Big Apple and not take a bite.
You may not get this chance again.
She looks from Tony to Ben and shrugs.
Okay.
She smiles.
Okay.
Ben escorts Annie to the waiting limo, then holds the door.
Hector, allow me.
Annie slides into the car.
Do some touring, shall we?
As you wish.
The limo glides through Manhattan under a twilight sky. Ben smiles at Annie looking out the window.
This is great.
Silhouettes of the skyscrapers blend with the sky. Yellow taxicabs shine under the streetlights.
There's so many people here.
She grins widely and continues gazing out the window. Ben shares a smiling glance with Hector in the rearview mirror. Annie turns to Ben and smiles as the limo makes its way down the crowded street. Sign, 6th Avenue. They sit at a cafe table drinking coffee.
You should have been a tour guide.
What? We've only covered Manhattan. We've got four more boroughs.
Wish we had that kind of time.
He sighs.
Me too.
She looks around.
So, how do you know about this place?
Well, when I first got here, it was pretty overwhelming. So I'd find tiny, low-key places like this, so I wouldn't feel like such a stranger.
It looks like you fit in now.
I'm just a country boy in a designer suit.
The chauffeur and over 400 people come to your wedding.
You know what, why don't we go uptown? Show you 5th Avenue, and then we have dinner reservations.
Can I be honest with you?
He looks at her.
Fire away.
Well, I really appreciate you showing me all the wonderful things that New York has to offer, but you don't have to impress me.
I'm not trying to impress you.
She raises her brow.
Well, maybe a little bit. But it's only because the life I'm living right now is what I always dreamed of. For us.
They share a lingering gaze. Then he looks away.
Okay, you tell me. Where do you want to go?
How about somewhere where I won't feel like a fool for using the wrong fork?
He smiles.
I know the perfect spot. No forks required. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
She grabs her bag and he follows her out to the limo where Hector stands reading a newspaper. Hector opens the door for them.
Where to?
Hector, let's go to Brooklyn.
Yes, sir.
Sign, Brooklyn Bridge. The lights of the bridge twinkle against the night sky. The limo slows to a stop at the curb. Hector turns to Ben.
I'm afraid we may be lost.
We're not lost. I used to live around here. Four-story walk-up, no hot water. It was all I could afford.
See, now, this is my favorite part of the tour. I wanted to see your New York.
Let's go check it out.
They grin as they unfasten their seatbelts. Ben steps out of the car and glances around.
Hector, did you grab something to eat? Catch up with you later.
As you wish.
Annie slips on a sweater.
Walk with me?
Sure.
She crosses her arms and looks around as they stroll.
So, this is the first place I landed after I arrived.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He grins and walks with his hands in his pockets.
Loved it. My landlady, Mrs. Peterson, gave me a break on my rent.
Mm-hmm.
Said she believed in me. Thought I had a future.
All right, she was, huh? So how did you get you from a four-story walk-up to a penthouse?
Luck. And a little bit of talent. Actually, it started with your dad. He used to have trouble with his books, and I'd help him out.
Her nose wrinkles.
You helped my dad?
I mean, he knew his stuff. Just wasn't great at putting it on paper, and bottom line thinking came easy to me.
So you get to New York, and then what?
I kind of became a gopher for a Wall Street trader, and he noticed I had a knack for it, and he became my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty lucky. I love what I do, but I work so much that sometimes I forget to slow down.
They slow their pace and face each other.
Still hungry?
As long as it's nothing fancy.
He turns her toward a food truck.
See for yourself.
I love pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we get two cheese, please? She just waits.
It's the best?
My absolute favorite.
Your favorite? Okay.
Hands down. Thank you.
Thank you.
He hands her a plate.
There you go.
Yum.
They stand at a table.
So this is the best pizza you will ever have.
Really?
Promise.
Okay.
Oh, wait. This is how we do it in Brooklyn.
I've been there. All right.
She folds the slice and takes a bite with him.
Mmm. Oh, yeah. That's good. That is good.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. You have a little... Mm.
He wipes her mouth.
It's all over me.
I mean, you know it's great pizza when you start wearing it.
And no forks required.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever brought Giovanna here?
This isn't really her style.
She nods as she chews. They look at the speakers.
Are you kidding me? In the middle of Brooklyn?
He shrugs.
What?
This is my favorite part of town.
You want a soda?
Yeah, I would love a soda. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, two sodas, please.
She stares at him and slowly chews. They get into the limo smiling.
That was the best pizza in the world.
Sometimes it's good to remember where you came from.
She yawns. She lays her head on his shoulder.
I've been up to sleep ages.
Hector studies the rearview mirror and smiles. She sleeps with her head on his shoulder. He looks around with pursed lips and sighs. Ben and Annie sit having a picnic amidst the fall foliage of Central Park.
This is the most beautiful place in the whole city.
Mm. You know, it's crazy because I always thought that New York City was just a bunch of big buildings.
This part always reminded me of Iowa.
He pours wine as she looks around.
Yeah. Can't get over how big this city feels. And if you think about it, it's really small in land acres.
I was thinking like a farmer. That was meant to be a compliment.
Mm.
She smirks and nods her head.
Yeah, I can see why you thrived here. Granby was just too small for you.
It had its advantages.
They smile at each other.
Ben, this has been... It's kind of been perfect. These past 2 days.
Yeah, it has.
How about dinner tonight?
She smiles widely and they clink glasses. The Manhattan skyline sparkles under the nighttime sky. Ben fluffs his couch cushions, then turns toward the door. He smiles as he opens the door.
Hi. Come in.
Annie steps in wearing the dress she saw in the shop window. She looks around and smiles.
Wow, you look beautiful.
Oh, just a country girl in a designer dress.
Touché.
They both smile.
Oh, Ben, this is amazing.
I really wanted you to see it. Took me a lot of years to get here. You like it?
Do I like it? Yeah. What's not to like?
Well, Giovanna wants to redecorate. She wants a cleaner, modern look.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of like the way it is.
Make yourself at home. I got us something to drink.
All right.
She sets down her bag and walks slowly around the expansive living room. She glances at the paintings that hang on the wall, then spies a baby grand piano that sits in the corner. She approaches it carefully. She smiles widely and looks toward the kitchen, then back at the piano. She sits down and begins to play. She turns her head and sees Ben standing in the doorway watching her with two glasses in his hands.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, please, don't stop. It's probably the last time it'll be played anyway. Giovanna wants to get rid of it.
Why?
Well, I never have any time to play, and it's not in keeping with her vision.
She nods her head.
Oh. Maybe her vision needs some revision.
Come on, I'll show you the terrace.
Okay.
She takes her glass.
I always loved hearing you play. I'd go out on the back porch, close my eyes, carried away.
That's why Daddy was always looking for you.
They walk through a study and her jaw drops. He smiles as she glances at him, then the balcony.
Ben!
The lights of the city shine below.
Wow!
He stands behind her and smiles while she takes in the view. She turns to face him as he raises his glass.
Hey, let's toast to something.
Okay. Here's to our divorce.
To our divorce.
They share a lingering gaze and smile softly.
Ben, this is incredible.
He stares at her.
Yeah, it is. So, you're getting your PhD in agricultural chemistry.
Yeah. Well, to gain credibility. I'm trying to do this study that could eliminate the need for pesticides.
Ambitious.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's so hard to get that grant. What I'm doing is I'm taking generations of corn and I'm planting them in very alkaline soil. I'm breeding for pest resistance. And then I'm taking herbs that are natural deterrents and I'm placing them on the periphery of the land, and that eliminates the need for chemical pesticides.
That's beautiful. You know, I'm pretty good at writing checks. Maybe I could help.
No. I don't think that would sit well with Joe. Or me. You know, I kind of have to do this on my own. Don't worry, though, I'll get my grant.
You know, I envy you.
Why?
Your passion. You're doing something meaningful.
Well, I think you're doing okay here, Ben.
All I do is buy and sell things. At the end of the day, it seems hollow somehow.
She lowers her eyes.
Sometimes I wonder what would have happened if I stayed in Iowa.
She looks into his eyes. He steps past her and leans over the railing. She joins him.
Ben, don't go there.
Find out a broken heart is a great motivator. I'm just glad you're back in my life. Because you remind me of who I really am. Or want to be. I feel like I sacrificed that to obtain all this.
Ben, not back in your life. Tommy, you have Giovanna and I have Joe, and as soon as this divorce is granted, then we need to move on.
He looks at her.
Maybe.
But we're both marrying other people.
They face each other.
We've chosen our lives.
She looks up into his eyes. He leans forward. His lips capture hers.
Ben, I'm sorry.
Annie.
I'm sorry.
Annie.
Thank you for a lovely evening. I had a wonderful day.
Annie.
Thank you.
He watches with a furrowed brow as she runs from the apartment. Hector sits in the waiting limo as Annie pushes through the door and bounces on the sidewalk.
Annie!
He gets out of the car.
Annie, wait, let me drive you.
It's okay, Hector, I'm fine.
Please, come on.
He gestures toward the car, then opens the passenger door. She lowers her head and gets in slowly. She clenches her jaw as she fastens her seatbelt. Hector gets in next to her and buckles up while she stares blankly out the window. He studies her before pulling away from the curb. She continues staring out the window with her jaw clenched.
Do you care to talk?
This is all so strange. Guessing you know our story by now.
Yeah.
He grins.
Ben tends to confide in me. It must be a very confusing time for both of you.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not supposed to be confusing. Now, I'm marrying Joe, he's marrying Giovanna.
She shrugs.
End of story.
Except seeing each other has stirred up some old feelings.
Yeah.
She purses her lips.
Very old. I mean, Ben and I loved each other. You know, but that was once upon a time, and all of this is just pining for what might have been.
I see.
You know, I think I should just go home. This whole charade has just gotten too difficult.
He studies the road, then turns his head.
Do you mind some advice?
Go ahead.
She grins.
Do you care about Ben and his future happiness?
Yeah.
You see, this charade, it's also for your future happiness. You know, as difficult as it may be, I think you should just stick with the plan. Just stay till Monday.
They exchange glances. She rolls her eyes and looks out the window.
I guess.
Everything will work out just as it's supposed to.
She smiles gently and nods.
My dad always said that.
Her smile widens as he stops the car.
Annie Hancock, I'm glad you're staying.
No, I've got this.
She turns to him.
Hector, you're my best friend in New York, you know that?
He grins as she opens the door.
Good night.
Good night.
Hector watches from the car as the doorman holds the door for Annie. She smiles at him and stops to adjust his lapel. The doorman tips his hat to her as she steps inside.
Don't lose that girl, Ben.
He pulls away slowly from the curb. Annie steps into a large room filled with rows of white chairs. Ben stands in the corner talking with men wearing suits. A small group surrounds Giovanna, who stands at the front of the room in a short white dress. Ben breaks away and joins Annie.
Hey, been calling you all day. I thought you went back to Granby.
No, I stayed. For everybody's sake.
Hector said you two talked. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. As far as I'm concerned, Monday can't come fast enough, though.
Look, I get it, but I still think we need to talk about what happened.
Nothing happened. It's not going to, so we don't really need to talk about anything.
Annie!
Ben rejoins the men.
There you are.
Benny.
Oh.
She kisses her cheeks.
How was Chicago?
Oh, you're so sweet to ask. It was my first magazine cover, so thankfully everything went perfectly.
Great. You look beautiful.
If everyone could take their places, please.
Oh, that's my cue. Okay.
Ladies, if you'd assemble at the foot of the aisle. Gentlemen, if you'd stand to my left.
Annie sits as Ben stands at the altar with Tony next to him. Giovanna strolls to the end of the aisle. Ben looks at Annie.
And proceed once you're ready.
She lowers her eyes.
Now, tomorrow, when all the guests are here at this point, everyone will stand. The bride enters.
Annie stands slowly as Giovanna walks past on her father's arm. She looks away as they approach Ben.
And as the bride and her father approach, he gives her away.
Ben shifts his gaze from Giovanna to Annie.
And Ben, if you take Giovanna's hand, and face each other. And here I'll say a few words about the happy couple, at which point you will exchange the vows.
A flashback plays of Annie and Ben's wedding.
Finally, I will pronounce you husband and wife.
Annie frowns and steps out of the room as her phone rings.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, listen, Annie, bad news. There's a really big storm heading our way.
How bad is it?
Well, if the river rises, we could lose the cross.
Okay, I'll be home as soon as I can.
Yeah, okay.
Ben stands behind her.
Annie, everything okay?
Yeah, there's a big storm coming. Crops are in danger of flooding, so I have to go home.
What about Monday?
I don't know. Tony will figure out something. All of the corn crops in my study, they could be gone. I mean, everything that I worked so hard for.
What about your wedding?
I'm just gonna have to try to make Joe understand, and hopefully he'll forgive me for lying.
Ben lowers his eyes.
Just have Tony send me the papers whenever they're settled.
Their eyes lock. Annie lowers her gaze and frowns.
Goodbye, Ben.
He reaches for her.
Annie.
Just...
He watches her walk away. Tony joins him.
The runaway groom.
Then Giovanna.
What happened to you two? Where's Annie running off to? Is everything all right?
He sighs.
No, Giovanna, it's not.
She looks into his eyes.
You and I need to talk.
She tilts her head. Tall grasses sway in fierce wind as dark clouds loom overhead. Annie shovels sand into cloth bags as the crew loads them onto a truck bed. She rests the shovel. Her chest heaves as she stands staring at the swirling air that surrounds her. Streaks of lightning crack over the pasture and a downpour of rain falls from the sky over swaying stalks of corn. Ben grabs a cup of coffee and pauses to look at a newspaper on the shop counter. Headline, Bride Cancels Wedding of the Season. A photo of Ben and Giovanna accompanies the article. He scowls and drops the paper. The sun rises over the pasture. Rachel joins Annie on the porch.
Good morning.
Morning.
Annie types on a laptop.
It's a beautiful sunrise, isn't it, honey? Mm.
Quite a storm. I think we saved most of the crops, though.
Rachel sits next to her.
We still haven't talked about what happened.
That's because nothing happened. Just a bunch of reminiscing.
Well, anytime you want to talk about nothing happened, I'm always here for you.
She raises her eyes.
Thanks, Mom.
She looks at the screen.
Any news?
She shakes her head.
No. Committee's taking too long to deliberate. I don't think I'm gonna get my grant.
I mean, you've gotta hang in there, honey.
Just trying to do some good, you know?
You have done plenty of good. You've kept this farm from going under.
Mom, we're barely making our quota.
Did you know that your dad almost lost this farm twice?
What?
Yeah, he wasn't good at handling the pressure or the money. He always wanted to work the land and not the books. Ben was a big help.
You knew about that?
He didn't know that I knew. I kept it that way. Your dad was a proud man.
I always thought he was so in control.
Little girls always like to think of their daddy that way.
Annie smiles.
Yeah.
She looks away, then turns to Rachel.
Well, I gotta get to work.
Don't worry. Everything's gonna work out.
As it's supposed to. I know, Mom. Like Dad always said.
Ben leans toward Tony in a Manhattan courtroom.
Any other rabbits to pull out of your hat? I'm working on it.
He rifles through his briefcase as the judge enters. She looks around and scowls. Ben stands with his hands crossed. He elbows Tony, who looks up at the judge and smiles.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Where's Ms. Hancock? I specifically asked that both of your clients be here this morning.
Well, Your Honor, it's complicated.
Your Honor, Ms. Hancock had to go back to Iowa for an emergency. If I could just plead our case. I'm not planning on getting married anytime soon. But I'm begging the court to expedite the divorce so Annie can marry her fiancé. She deserves to be happy.
The judge lowers her eyes and nods slowly.
Regardless of your heartfelt plea on her behalf, I'm afraid I can't grant a divorce at this time without hearing from the other party.
Ben frowns and shakes his head.
Next case.
But, Your Honor?
I've already ruled. We're done.
Tony puffs his cheeks and sighs as the judge steps away from the bench. He fastens his briefcase and follows Ben out of the courtroom. They walk side by side in the courthouse hallway.
It's a nice speech. Almost believed it.
I want Annie to be happy.
I believe that part. Just not about marrying Joe.
Tony passes him and Ben stops. He rests his hand on a stair railing and stares into the distance. Annie stands on her front porch leaning on a post and gazing at the star-filled sky with her arms crossed and her jaw clenched. Joe pauses in the doorway and watches her before stepping outside and stepping slowly toward her. She turns her head and looks up at him.
Hey.
Hey.
She returns her gaze to the sky.
Stars are so bright tonight. Nice and clear after the storm.
Annie, I got something I'd like to say. But first off, I'm so glad you're back. You know?
He stands with his arms crossed.
You could have told me that you and Ben were married all those years ago.
I'm sorry. I didn't know how.
But I want you to know, I don't mind waiting for the divorce to come through.
He grimaces.
Just glad that we're back in sync again. You and I were like a well-oiled machine, you know?
She looks down and frowns.
You know what I mean?
Not really.
Well, we plant, we harvest, we get the job done.
She smiles gently and looks away.
Look.
She turns toward him and slowly raises her head.
I don't want to be part of a well-oiled machine.
It's just a turn of phrase.
No.
She shakes her head, then looks up into his eyes.
I really appreciate everything that you've done for me over the years, but that's gratitude. That's the kind of love you have towards a friend, not the kind of love that you build a marriage on.
Like you and Ben. You know, I can't compete with a ghost.
It's not about me and Ben.
You sure about that?
No, maybe.
She looks down and shakes her head.
I don't know. It doesn't matter, he's with Giovanna now. Joe. This is about you and me.
Tears stream down her cheeks as she slips off her engagement ring. Joe watches with his mouth open as she hands him the ring. He takes the ring and frowns.
Well, I guess a two-year engagement should have given me a clue.
Where are you going?
I have no idea.
He stands in the yard.
Don't you dare go out of my life.
I can't. There's too much work to do.
She nods slowly and cries as he walks away. Hector pours from a crystal in Ben's apartment. Ben sits with his head down and taps the keys of his piano with one hand.
That's a lovely piece.
Ben reaches for the glass Hector set on the piano. Hector sits down.
I'm just wrestling with a few things.
Have you spoken with her?
Giovanna will never speak to me again. I embarrassed her. She wants nothing to do with me.
Hector scowls.
I meant Annie.
Ben raises his eyes.
I've picked up the phone a dozen times. But what would I say? She's made it very clear that she wants our past to stay in the past.
Hector shifts his eyes.
I have a confession to make, sir. I grew very fond of Annie when she was here, so I've checked in a few times.
She all right? What'd she say?
Well, she's in a bit of a bind. She didn't get her funding.
She must be devastated.
Perhaps, but she's a resilient woman. However, I thought that it might present an opportunity.
I've offered her money. She turned me down.
I've never known you to take no for an answer.
I don't want to insult her.
I'm sure you'll find a graceful way to part with your money.
He shifts his eyes and grins.
Maybe so.
Ben stands. Hector smiles.
Hector, where would I be without you?
Stuck in your penthouse. When you should be in Iowa.
Ben smiles and lowers his eyes. A tractor pulls the trailer over the farm's driveway. Annie kneels in the pasture inspecting the ground.
Mud. What a way to lose a grand.
Rachel approaches.
How you doing?
Hey.
She slowly stands.
Oh, I'm fine. Nothing a little moody walking a field can't fix.
I'm so sorry, Annie.
It's okay. And they were worried that the flood might compromise my study, but I don't know. I just think it still would have worked.
Well, you did your best. And I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
They stroll in the corn.
Sorry about you and Joe. Yeah. He seems to be doing okay.
I hope so. I think you did the right thing.
And he looks at her.
You just didn't have that spark. Or whatever it was your dad and I had. It's times like this when I miss him the most.
Annie smiles softly.
Yeah. Me too, Mom. Me too.
Let's hope for a great harvest tomorrow.
They continue strolling arm in arm as the sun shines brightly over the tall stalks of corn. The morning sun shines through Annie's window as she slips on a flannel shirt. She reaches in her closet for her work boots and her eyes linger on a leather case. She blinks, then pulls out the case and sets it on the floor. She unsnaps it, then pauses and takes a deep breath before raising the lid. Her lips upturn slightly. A photo of her with Ben as teenager sits inside along with a pressed bouquet of flowers. She lifts a lacy garter, then runs her fingers over a bus ticket. Text, Granby, Iowa. New York, New York. She frowns. She picks up the ring box and opens it. Her eyes linger over the gold band inside. She sets it down, then smiles softly at the photo of her smiling with Ben, her arms wrapped around his waist.
Annie?
She jumps and quickly closes the case.
Yeah.
She shoves it back into the closet.
Annie?
Yeah. Oh. Everyone's here to start the harvest. You all right?
Yeah.
What?
She holds the boots.
Shoes. See you downstairs?
Okay.
Annie smiles as Rachel closes the door. Harvesters move through the pasture clearing the corn crop. A machine pours ears of corn into a bin. Another grinds the corn into grain. Ben stands at his desk stuffing papers into a bag that he slings over his shoulder. He smiles and exits hastily as his assistant approaches.
Oh, sir, I've got the numbers on that deal. Should we move on this before the close?
Tracy, I'm running late. You decide.
She stands with Tony.
Sir?
Why's he going in such a rush?
I have no idea.
Hector opens the limo door as Ben approaches.
I just got an update. Flight's right on schedule.
You're sure you want me to come with you?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
You know, this would be quite an adventure for me. I've never visited the Midwest.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
Well, if Annie's any indication, I'm certain that I will.
They say you'll never go home again, but here I go.
Ben grins widely as he gets in the car. Annie faces the crew.
It's a 12-hour day, huh? Thanks so much for your work. All right, everybody. So, it is my pleasure to tell you that even with the flooded fields, we made our quota! Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. So go out tonight, go to the Harvest Festival. Have a good time. You all earned it. All right? And there's some water right over there by the barn if you guys want it. Thank you. Thank you. It's a tough one. But you did it again.
She looks at Joe.
We did it again.
He studies her, then holds his hand out to help her down from the tractor. She smiles softly at him as he walks away. Annie turns to Rachel, who shrugs and smiles.
You better go get cleaned up, do your hair and all that kind of stuff. I was thinking of wearing my pink dress.
Mom, I'm not going to go to the Harvest Festival. It's always been your favorite night of the year. I know, but I just can't really see myself dancing right now.
I know things have been tough lately, but trust me, dancing is exactly what you need.
She wraps her arm around Annie as they stroll toward the house. Tony walks through the office.
McAllister.
Yeah.
His eyes widen.
Really? So it's official? Thank you.
He smiles.
Yes! I rock! Tracy, find Ben. It's urgent. Urgent good. He is gonna be happy.
Sign, Harvest Festival.
I'm glad you came, Annie. Dancing is fun. I know.
Come on.
Rachel scowls at Annie as they enter the crowded barn.
Annie, come on. Let's have some fun. Come on. Oh, look. It's Marva. Hi.
Hey.
So nice to see
Hi.
You.
Hi. Having fun?
Good to see you.
Well, well.
Joe sits scowling in his truck as the limo drives into the parking lot. His eyes widen as the limo parks and Ben steps out of the car. Ben looks at Hector.
Welcome to Granby. Are you kidding me?
Ben turns toward Joe.
Nice to see you too.
What are you doing here, Ben?
Ben stares.
No, you know what? I don't even care. You know what I want to do? I want to pop you in the mouth. But I won't. Because I want Annie to be happy.
What do you mean?
Joe blinks.
Wait, you don't know?
Ben shakes his head.
What? We broke up.
Joe, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
He stares as Joe storms away. Ben turns toward Hector, who shrugs.
I'd say we arrived right on time.
Ben strides toward the barn and Hector follows. Inside, he sees Annie talking to Rachel. He looks at Hector, who nods and grins. Ben marches across the dance floor toward the band. Rachel spots him as he lowers his head and walks behind Annie. He glances behind him then beckons to the guitar player and whispers to her. Rachel looks toward the dance floor at Ben. Annie slowly turns around and her eyes widen. He smiles brightly and walks slowly toward her. She smiles softly as he pulls her into his arms and they dance.
Dancing with the love of my life.
What about Giovanna?
We broke up.
Rachel smiles as she watches them and Hector joins her.
Joe and I,
I know.
He looks into her eyes and they smile softly at each other. He rests his forehead on hers. Hector smiles at Rachel.
Hi.
Annie smiles and rests her head on Ben's shoulder as they dance. Joe frowns at the food table with his hands in his pockets as he watches them. A girl wearing a denim vest and boots slowly approaches.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Mary Jane.
Lou. Mary Lou.
She lowers her eyes.
You look nice.
She looks up at him and smiles.
When Annie's all out of your system, look me up.
He grins as he watches her walk away. Ben leans toward Annie.
Can we talk outside?
She nods her head and follows him. He holds her hand and leads her to a stack of hay bales. She smiles brightly. He pulls her into his arms and they share a lingering kiss.
Why didn't you call?
You were with Joe.
Well then, why did you come?
I heard you didn't get the grant. I wanted to give you the money.
Ben, I don't need saving.
Maybe I do.
He looks into her eyes.
I'm tired of buying and selling and padding my own pocket. I want to do something that matters.
It's a grant from the I Believe in You Foundation. You can pay me back after you save the world.
Every penny.
She rests her forehead against his and they kiss again. Tony steps from a car.
Ben!
They turn toward him.
How did you find me?
Tracy tracked you down. I finally got the judge to sign off.
He opens his briefcase.
You two sign on the dotted line, and you're officially divorced and free to marry whomever, whenever you want.
He holds a pen. Ben looks at Annie. Annie grins at Ben and begins to rip the papers.
No, what are you doing? What did I miss?
Tony's eyes widen. Ben gets on bended knee before Annie.
Miss Annie Hancock, will you marry me again?
Yes! Yes!
They kiss passionately and he picks her up and spins around.
Oh, I guess I missed the lock.
They grin at him. The chapel of their first wedding stands under blue skies. Annie stands with Ben at the altar as guests sit in the pews.
True love never dies.
Sometimes it just takes a 15-year detour.
They smile at each other. She wears the dress she picked out with Giovanna. Tony hands Ben a ring. She hands her bouquet to Rachel.
Annie, with this ring, I thee wed.
They smile. She holds a gold band and slips it onto his finger.
Ben, with this ring, I thee wed.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
They kiss.
You may now kiss the bride.
They share a lingering kiss as the guests smile and laugh. Hector beams as he claps. Rachel hands Annie her bouquet. She smiles and raises it in the air as the guests stand. The couple smiles as they walk down the aisle arm in arm, then they pause for another kiss.